This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Zero deaths or serious injuries on Austin roads by the year 2025. That was the goal of an ambitious traffic safety plan called Vision Zero, approved by the Austin City Council 2 years ago. Since then, roughly a third of all traffic deaths in the city have been pedestrians, and a third of those people were experiencing homelessness. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey looked at what the city's done in 2 years to address this problem.
Theron Russell is standing at the corner of I-35 Frontage Road and 15th Street in downtown Austin. He's holding a sign to the passing cars that reads, "Anything helps."
Well, one car bumped the other car and it fishtailed up on the curb. And when they're doing 40 miles an hour, you can't move. And then another car hit another car and I got hit with debris. And again, when they're doing 40, you can't get out the way.
Russell says the two times he's been hit by a car, he's gotten hurt.
Oh, my back, my neck, my ankles.
He's not alone, he tells me. Russell points across the road to another spot where people panhandle.
There is very dangerous.
Yeah, right on that median.
Yeah.
I've driven by it a million times. It's the skinny raised median between the lanes on 15th Street.
Cars run red lights and then boom, and they end up there. My friend's been hit by an ambulance up on that island.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's all right. He slid up on the hood and he dented in the windshield. But he's all right. But yeah, it's real dangerous out there.
This week, we've been looking at pedestrian deaths in the 2 years since Austin passed its Vision Zero plan. Typically, a third of pedestrians who die on Austin roads each year are homeless at the time. In 2015, 10 people experiencing homelessness were hit and killed by drivers. In 2016, that number was 11. APD doesn't have numbers for 2017 or 2018, but of the handful of police reports KUT was able to pull from pedestrian deaths in 2017, two of those were people living on the streets.
Okay, hi, my name is Mike.
Mike Villegas works in food services at Lake Travis ISD. He's a native Austinite. On Christmas Eve in 2016, he learned his oldest daughter, Sarah Jane Villegas, who was 25, had been killed in a traffic crash.
I knew that it was just a matter of time for something. And so when the police came that day, I knew where it went.
According to the police report, several drivers hit Sarah Jane as she tried to cross Loop 360 near the Barton Creek Mall.
She was apparently trying to cross the street at about 10 o'clock at night, and somebody didn't see her, and she was struck.
I spoke to a guy who was in one of the cars that hit Sarah Jane. He told me she came out of nowhere. It was dark and raining, and the driver didn't see her until it was too late. Sarah Jane's dad said she was using drugs and living on the streets when she was killed.
I was in and out of her life a lot, and then it would be times where, you know, she would need help or something, and she would call as she got older, and I would help her.
Villegas said he bought Sarah Jane a hotel room in early December. They started talking again.
She was going to the doctor. She was trying to take care of herself, doing the best she could.
But as the month wore on and it got closer to the holidays, Villegas said he stopped hearing from Sarah Jane. He came home from a night shift waiting tables, and later in the day, a police car was outside his house. I asked Villegas if he blames anyone for Sarah's death.
I would probably say myself. I mean, I would say if I was a better dad in her time of need, I also blame her for being where she was, doing what she was doing a lot of people really loved her.
When the Austin City Council passed Vision Zero 2 years ago, their solution for preventing homeless death in traffic was pretty simple. House those who are unhoused. It's if we took Villegas' blaming of himself for his daughter's death and broadened it. The city says there are support systems that should be working to get people off the street and away from dangerous intersections. After all, if you're always on the street, your chances of getting hit by a driver are higher. A survey done of 7,500 people experiencing homelessness in Austin found that a quarter of people sleep in shelters, but another quarter sleep near roadways or under highway underpasses.
So you can sort of envision that we have as many people sleeping near roadways as we do in shelter. Like, that's a problem.
Ann Howard is the executive director of ECHO, or the Ending Community Homelessness Coalition. There have been a couple of initiatives trying to move the needle on this. In 2016, the Austin Police Department took part in a pilot program to help connect people experiencing homelessness downtown to social services.
We've done a whole lot right, but we haven't seen any surge in resources to be able to really change the end game here, to make the impact that the community, I think, is looking for.
The latest homeless count found a 5% increase from the year before, though that number fluctuates each year and peaked in 2011. Howard says she's excited by the fact that the city recently approved an action plan to end homelessness, but right now there's not yet any funding for it. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.